If you are taking a taxi in Seattle, your driver is most likely from East Africa. But how much do you really know about your driver? Today, we hear one driver from Ethiopia's childhood and how he grew up under rough circumstances. However, he was able to reshape his destiny. Zubeda Ahmed explains his story.
My name is Abdulbasit Hassan. Occupation, I'm a driver.
Hi, good morning, Zubeda.
Good morning, Dad.
That was my dad. My dad's life story is kind of like Cinderella's. How, you may ask? He grew up without a mom, worked for an evil relative, and found his princess in the least expected way. But instead of having a pumpkin carriage, he had a taxi. My dad was born in May of 1966 in a small village in Ethiopia. His mother passed away when he was 7 years old.
I wish he's alive now and just be in my life. I love my mom and I miss dad.
At age 7, he took on the role of his mother.
My brother was 5, my sister was 2 years old. And I took over my mom's spot and I raised my brother and my sister.
He cooked, cleaned, collected wood for fire, got water from the river, as well as taking care of his 2 siblings, while his dad worked in the farm. How was that at the age of 7? Was it hard for you?
Well, it's not easy, it's not hard, but I have to take it. I have to be in that position.
3 years later, my father's aunt took his little sister from the village so she could raise her. My dad had an unbreakable bond with his sister to the point where he could not concentrate with her gone, so he followed her to reconnect. He wasn't able to see his sister much because his aunt made him work in her restaurant. She's kind of like Cinderella's evil stepmother.
And I work in the restaurant at the daytime, and when I was like 10 or 11, I decided to go to school. I was going to school daytime and working after school and the night in the restaurant. So I was not getting paid.
Imagine going to school from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then working from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting from the age of 10 for 8 years. Luckily, he was able to leave the situation.
I just decided to leave the country in order to find a better life in my future.
So he moved to Somalia at the age of 18 to a city called Hargeisa.
Ended up earning money and I opened my own restaurant.
His business was thriving until
the war came. Civil war broke in Somalia, so everything is upside down. And I ran again from there, ended up in Mogadishu.
These noises are recordings of the Battle of Mogadishu.
Oh, I don't know how to tell you, that's the worst life. Many, many times I almost faced the death.
In a few short months, my dad was back at square one. His restaurant got bombed. Despite all this, my father found his princess, my mom. This song is by an artist both my parents enjoyed during that time period when they met. My mom left Ethiopia a few years after my father, with the same hopes of finding a better life. She walked from Ethiopia to Somalia with a group of friends and arrived during the civil war.
We both refugee. I was before her in Somalia. She came during civil war. We met one another. And after that, we come to Barbara, from Barbara to Mogadishu. After that, we got married.
Both of my parents came together to America in May of 1990. Though they both arrived to a safe new home, the change was not easy.
That was big, big change. We are lucky to live Somalia and resettling in the United States. We got a chance to live here, to come here. And this is a big change. Everything is new. It's like a happy time and sometimes it's a hard time.
Now, he has grown his own village. I'm number 4 of 7 children.
Hey girl, hey.
For him, life would be totally different if it wasn't for the migration to the U.S.
But if I live in Ethiopia, there is no opportunity. Maybe farm, maybe just working day laborers.
Today, my dad's a taxi driver. He doesn't like it, but it pays the bills. My father went to community college. However, his biggest dream is for his children to receive the higher education that he never fully got to pursue.
My big dream is my kid to pass me. My dream is my kid to be highly educated, live better life, be good citizen, not to forget where they come from.
I recently graduated from both high school and community college. I am 17 years old, and I will be entering my junior year in college at the University of Washington, Seattle. I wrote a thank you letter to my dad and recorded his reaction. Here it is.
Dear Dad.
Dear Zubeda.
I want to say thank you for all that you have been through and sacrificed in order to get a better life. I won't forget your resilience to keep on pushing. Hopefully, I'll make you proud.
You make me proud every day. Thank you.
I love you, Dad.
I love you back, Big Z.
Okay, Big Z. Have a great day. Do the right thing, okay?
Okay, bye.
For Radioactive, this is Zubeda Ahmed.